Mishnah Yud, after discussing the amount of food which is needed for an Erev and a Shetiv Mevayis, the Mishnah now goes on to discuss which type of food is necessary. So according to the first opinion of the Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer, Bakol Ma'orven Mishtatfen, one can use any food for the sake of a Erev and a Shetiv Mevayis. Now there is a discussion amongst the Mefarshim as to what the word Ma'orven is referring to. The way you're going to understand it is that it's referring both to Erev Tuchumin and to Erev Chatzeres, although the law is actually different for either of them. When it comes to Erev Tuchumin and to Shetiv Mevayis, one can actually use any food, Chutz Min HaMayim U'Min HaMelach, except for water or salt, or other very insignificant foods and drinks. But the point is, it does not have to be bread, but any other significant or half-significant food would be good enough to create that partnership which is done via Shetiv Mevayis, or to change one's Mokum HaShavisa, which is done by an Erev Tuchumin. However, when it comes to Erev Chatzeres, whose purpose is for everybody to be considered as literally living in that courtyard together, even more so than a Shetiv Mevayis. As we saw earlier on in the Masechta, Shetiv Mevayis is more of a partnership, whereas Erev Chatzeres is actually saying that everybody lives in the same place. So when it comes to Erev Chatzeres, Rabbi Eliezer holds that one does need to use bread. However, the bread which is used for Erev Chatzeres does not have to be whole. It's enough that it be sliced bread, or cut up pieces of bread. It does not have to be a whole bread. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer, that is the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yeshua says, Kikar hu Erev, a whole loaf of bread is needed for an Erev Chatzeres. And he elaborates, Afilu ma'afei sa'ar v'hi perusa, even a baked loaf of bread which is made of a sa'ar of flour, that's a very large loaf of bread, but v'hi perusa, it's sliced, it's not a whole loaf, ein ma'arvin bo, you cannot use that for an Erev Chatzeres. However, kikar ba'isar, a full loaf of bread which is only worth an isar, which is a small copper coin, v'hu sholem, if it's whole, ma'arvin bo, then you can use it for an Erev Chatzeres since it is whole. And the Gemara explains that Rabbi Yeshua's reason is because if you have lots of people contributing to the Erev Chatzeres, and one person contributes a whole loaf, whereas somebody else contributes only half a loaf or a slice of bread, even if it's the same size, the fact that it's only a slice of bread might make the person who is giving an entire loaf of bread, might make him feel it's a bit unfair, and he'll look at it as if he's giving more, or he's giving something worth more, he's not just giving a little slice of bread. So to prevent those hard feelings, the Mishnah says, Rabbi Yeshua holds, that everybody needs to give a full loaf of bread.